Oversight of the Department of Homeland Security is one of the first topics the 109th Congress will tackle when it convenes. There are currently dozens of House committees and subcommittees that have some jurisdiction over the department, and a vote is expected quickly on a measure consolidating that power in one committee. Yesterday, we heard from Congressman Christopher Cox, a Republican from California. He thinks that's a good idea. Today, Paul Light of the Brookings Institution argues that a new committee won't necessarily make oversight less complicated.
Congressman Cox is absolutely right that the Secretary of Homeland Security has better things to do than testify before dozens of congressional committees and subcommittees. He is also right that creating a single, consolidated Homeland Security Committee could lead to better oversight and policy. But no amount of reorganization will suffice if the new committee becomes as turf-conscious as the 79 committees and subcommittees it will replace. Nor will reorganization make a bit of difference if it produces yet another impenetrable triangle in which the committee, the department, and interest groups lock out dissent. Moreover, a single committee can generate just as much red tape as an army of committees. This is especially true if Congress continues to supersize its committee system by simultaneously creating larger committees while giving members of Congress more committees to attend. But why should anyone care? The answer is that committees with a lot of members have more trouble learning their issues than committees with fewer members. Too many members of Congress show up just in time to make their statements, then leave. Ultimately, it is the quality of oversight, not the quantity, that matters most to Homeland Security. Congressman Cox is no doubt right that oversight will be more efficient with a single committee, but its performance will not improve unless committee members actually show up for the hearings and stay long enough to understand the issues. Members cannot learn what they never hear or read, and they cannot stay on top of their issues through drive-by oversight. The best way to get tighter focus is to reduce the number of members on the new committee and restrict the number of other committee assignments they can hold. Members of the House should also be required to attend all committee hearings, no excuses allowed. Smaller class sizes and mandatory attendance work just as well on Capitol Hill as they do in schools, and Homeland Security is too important to be just another assignment.
The comments of Paul Light. He's a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution and a professor of government at New York University. You can hear yesterday's commentary from Republican Congressman Christopher Cox at our website, npr.org.